Wow. I mean, what do you think? Honestly, you've got to go to Forrest Galante's YouTube channel. He was contacted by a guy who had a friend from America that flew across to Tasmania with his dad and then came across a dog on the side of the road in the middle of the night. And then they photographed it with an iPhone, and this is what we get. Whew. The story doesn't really hold up when he starts talking to him because the flights, you know, I'll let you listen to it. But the images, like Forrest says, are amazing. So are these doctored? Do I need a doctor? Are they tempered? Am I tempered? I'm excited because I don't think they are AI. I mean, I'll wait for the experts. There clearly are two different types of grass there. Like, you know, there's a comment there. By the way, this is from a screen grab on Cryptids UK. So, yeah, check them out as well, I guess. I don't know. But look, I'm out there. And I'm putting this out there. This could be... What am I saying? It's just... It's too many things don't add up. I'm not going to say it's real. I mean, once this... Look at that. See that one there with the... when it's lying down and the light's on it. Once a light shines on an animal like that, they're up. I mean, this is a cryptid that has been hiding for many, many years. You don't think a car passing and two people getting out and torches across the road wouldn't alert it to run away much faster than that? It's not wounded. There was some, like, he said there was some blood or something. I can't see any. There's so many holes in the story. The only thing holding this up is the images and the hope. So, good on all our ladies, good on Denver. Ding, ding, ding. All right. See you in the morning.